streaming live on rogueserver.com/fluffy. I'm Fluffy, your rogue server file jockey. It's currently 2:26 and 21 seconds anti-meridian. Eastern Standard Time Daylight Savings is a cool effect. April 10th, 2026. If you're listening, you're probably, you're in the mumble. I'm not sure if the listener on the website's real. It always shows one listener on that play. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's a Fluffy wake up. I'm Fluffy. Oh, hey. Hello, Carthor.
Gaze in by window, Grand Island. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation.
I don't need to listen to that phone tree. I know she likes 3. I'm probably not going to go very long this morning. Maybe not. Who's the person who likes 3 down there? Who's the person who likes 3 down there?
I don't understand what you're saying.
The number 3. Like 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, number 3 what?
Room. Like at the hotel. Yeah.
Room 103?
Yeah.
So what happened?
So, basically... I was just kind of like sitting there, and I woke up, and I don't know what I'm doing now.
So what can I do in that moment?
Well, are you awake?
Yeah.
Could you get some coffee for yourself? I think that'll keep you pepped up. Hey, can I come down and have some coffee, too?
Yes, here's a coffee. You can have it.
Do you want to be friends?
Huh?
Do you want to be friends?
No, my friend. I'm working here.
Oh. Well, what are you watching, then? Maybe we can bond over that.
No, I can't do that, my friend.
Oh, please?
Sorry, my friend.
After I'll see if I can get in touch with you after work, and then maybe we will see about hanging out, go to a bar or something.
My friend, this is hotel phone. I can talk on this phone, okay?
Do you have your phone?
What's your room number, bro?
103.
My friend, I'll do morning and evening both of the shift, so I'm just resting right now. So
okay,
if you need anything for the room, I can help you. If you want a coffee, we do have it at a front desk. That's all I can do, my friend.
All right, I'll come down there in a little bit and let's drink some coffee together. How's that sound?
I don't drink coffee, my friend, at the night time.
You want like a little bump or something?
No, I'm so sorry. Thank you, man.
All right. Hey, take care, man. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I don't have my... Wait, I did whip up something. Something in the old Rogue Server File Jockey Studios. The homegrown modules file. Is this? No. No, that's not. Oh, and it's just... Like, my ears are all fucked up and my headphones are fucked up and everything just sounds quieter on the left ear, but that's a headphones issue, but it happens with all my headphones. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm pissed and neurotic about it. But I'm looking at it. I'm looking at this fucking thing go, and it is normal. There's nothing to balance here on the interface. Everything should be balanced, but it's just louder. Hello? Hello? Okay.
Hi, you have reached the Rodeo Inn in Burwell. I am sorry I missed your call, but if you leave your name and number and a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call. I don't know where the hang up button on my phone. Oh, you guys are allowed to talk, by the way. If you'd like to. There's no rules. It's all just, we're pretty chill.
Hi, this is Denise with Sandhill Suites. If you've reached this message, I'm on the other line or away from my phone. If you are looking to book a room at Sandhill Suites, please visit our website.
My very, very sophisticated high-tech setup, it might go silent here for about a minute because I haven't paid the $10 to buy it. And I refuse to. Do you have, like, the cigarettes? Like, the cigarettes and stuff, like, tobacco?
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Well, I do carry cigarettes, but I don't have loose leaf tobacco.
Do you have that one that's in a can?
No.
Please? Like... Oh... Like in a box, then.
Do you know what brand it is?
I think it's called, like, Prince Albert or something.
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm not sure what to do now. Like, do you smoke?
No.
Oh. Do you have any recommendations, then?
That's open, nothing until in the morning, maybe the grocery store.
You guys sell, like milk?
Yeah, we have milk.
I'll make some cigarette milk. That wake me up in the morning. How do you like the sound of that?
No, I'm not interested.
I'll pour you a bowl, man. Like cigarette cereal for the morning, wake you up.
Yeah, I don't have any cereal here.
No, I have cigarettes, and I just pour them in a bowl of milk and I eat them. It wakes me up and it's healthy. Because the milk balances out the cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that here.
Do you have a bowl?
No.
Do you have lips?
No.
You have,
Restore.
You have, lighters?
Lighter, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pour those in the bowl too. I'll be lighters, cigarettes, and milk. You okay?
Yeah.
I'll bring you a bowl of this stuff and you can have some with me.
No, I don't think so. I don't do any of that. I'm sorry.
I have sugar. Like a cup of sugar.
I don't even have sugar here, man.
No, I have sugar. I could trade it for the cigarettes, I mean. Like, since you don't have any sugar, I could just trade it in for a couple cigarettes. And you could just
no,
have
I
that.
Don't smoke, so.
No. So, like, whenever. Whenever you get someone asking for a cup of sugar, you just give that to them. And then it'll, you know. Because you already have the cigarettes there.
Sorry, man, I don't smoke.
Like, what do you do then?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I just work and go home.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Oh. Yeah, like, yeah, do coffee?
I'll have fresh coffee at 4:30.
Like, do you drink it?
Sometimes.
Do you like, you know? And like, how many people are buying cigarettes down there?
Well, they have an idea and they tell me what they want.
Okay. Does that one scam still work where you just, like, you tell the guy to look in the back and then you just, like, reach up and you take all the cigarettes, like in the movies?
Yeah, that doesn't happen here. No one's behind the counter.
Oh. I thought, because I saw that happen on all those movies, they're just like, oh, look in the back, and they're just taking all the cigarettes and putting them in their pockets and stuff and stealing.
Yeah, that doesn't happen here, dude. With all the cameras and corporate watching, that doesn't happen.
That's corp. Oh, okay. No, because they, like, wear masks and stuff. And, like, disguise their identities. They have getaway cars.
I don't know anything about that, man. I'm sorry, I have to get back to work.
That's all right. Take care, man. Hopefully things get better for you.
Hopefully things get
Oh, here he goes. What an odd man. Okay, that guy did genuinely sound not so happy. I apparently Jimmy does just suck Jimmy urine, but at the same time, like, the stuff he was making, it you know, it's really unique, and there's nothing like it that I can think of off the top of the dome. Like the last few albums he put out, I wasn't too into those. They're kind of terrible. Like his albums from like 1999 to like 2005, it was like for teenage girls, but in the good way. But like after that, it was for teenage girls in the bad way. This is as like a relatively new listener. It's pretty barren out here in Nebraska. Mark that down as no. The no grows. Where am I? Here? It seems wrong. Is my place on the list like that? Well, I want this guy to come down in the Hello. Hello, welcome. Welcome. Yo, what's up?
Great night at Grand Ave Fairfield Inn. This is Shauna. How may I help you?
Hi, Shauna. We get, there's this new guy in here I haven't seen before. I'm not sure if you'd like to talk to you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who is this?
My name's Jacoby.
Okay. All right, I guess I'll talk to him, but what is it concern about?
Oh, I don't know. He's just like he looks pretty new. I'm not sure if he's like familiar with you yet.
All right. What is it that you're needing?
He looks like he like came in, and I think he wants to talk to you. I'm not sure like what about,
okay.
But
are you trying to call a hotel or who?
Yeah.
What company?
Like the Shauna.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure if he like if they do it or not. If you can do it like the voice.
Okay. What is it that you're needing? I guess that's what I'm trying to find out. What you're needing.
Oh, Well, this guy, I think he might want to talk to you. I'm not sure. That's the whole thing here.
Okay, about what?
We don't know.
All right. So, I guess put him on so I can find out what's going on.
All right. All right, you're on. He's not going.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Shauna. Oh, he moved to the, yeah, we used to. But... Welcome back. are you... Are you familiar with the Rogues? I'm not sure I recognize your name. Okay, this is like a prank call thing, and, you know, people... Hello?
Yes, this is a Candlewood Suites.
We're doing a prank call thing. So... Yeah, usually from on Tuesday from 7 to 10 Eastern p.m. there's a show, and Friday 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern there's a show with a bunch of people joining. I just do whatever whenever. That's pretty cool. The format of my show is I do calls, and then the people in here do calls. And it just kind of goes back and forth like that. I like using my own voice and my lame sound effects.
Thank you for calling Sleep Inn in Grand Island. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Thank you for calling the Grand Island Sleep Inn. This is Emily. How can I help you?
Hello. Do you mind if we, like, we want to wake the people up, basically, at the hotel?
You want to wake people up at the hotel?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have, like, an opening for that?
You haven't tried.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
You just want to call their phone?
Well, I've got a bugle. And I could just do that, and then it should wake everybody up.
What do you mean, everybody?
Like, you know. Get them ready for the morning.
Uh-huh.
Am I able to do that? Like at 7 in the morning? I think that's a reasonable time.
I'm still trying to understand. You have friends here that you need to wake up?
No, I'm local here, and honestly, this town's gotten
pretty... Yeah, you can hang up now.
This town's gotten pretty lazy, if I have to say so
you
myself.
You can hang up now.
And I would just like to have some motivation in the morning with my bugle.
You can hang up now.
Like, every day I want to do this, basically. I just want to get everybody happy and, like, excited for the day and get them ready to go. Really just, you know... Make sure they're happy. You know?
I'm
Oh, she's being weird. She's being weird, and I like this. Just, like, wake up, get up, like, up in the morning. And just get everybody excited. You have anything that makes people excited down there? I figure we could probably include that in with it too. All right, lady. I love you, lady. Thank you. What an interesting lady. I don't think they have a buffet down there. I like her telling
Thank
me I can
you for
hang
calling
up.
Travel Lodge by Wyndham, Grand Island. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please.
Hello, Travelodge, front desk.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
Can we come down there?
Come down where?
The Travelodge.
What's that sound playing?
It's my bugle. Or buglers.
Yeah, you can book a room online if you want to.
No, we kind of just want to wake everybody up. Whenever, like, the best time for that is. We're thinking, like, 5. Honestly, I've been living here for quite a while now, and everybody here is real lazy, and they need to get up in the morning. I just come through there with my bugle, and I start blaring this thing. It's gonna make everybody happy and motivated to get up in the morning. You know what I mean? Oh, what flavor of gum do you have? Is it like mint? Is that like spearmint gum? Or is it like a hard candy? Can I have some candy? Or is it like chow? Is it like chewing tobacco? Can I have some gum, please? Can I have some gum? Can I have some gum? You're weird. Alright, thank you. These Nebraska people are fucking weird. Oh, we got like an 18 and up thing going on here. Yeah. Because, you know, it's not like totally like, you know, for the kids. People are saying bad words.
from Auto Midtown. How can I help you?
Can I have, do you have any, like, gum?
No, we do not.
Do you have any?
No.
The guy at the Travel Lodge up the road from you, he had some gum and he wouldn't give any to me.
I apologize. I can't do anything about a different hotel.
No, because I hear you. I hear you chewing gum and I want some, please.
This is a hotel and a business. If you aren't staying with us, I'm getting off the phone. Have a great night.
It's a business.
Loudly.
You don't like when I ask for the gum. Oh, this is the thing I was talking about. It's going to be quiet for about for about 1 minute. It's going to be quiet for a minute. Welcome to the part where it's just me talking and there's nothing else happening. It's going to be quiet for one whole minute. Oh, and I got a phone call coming in too. Fuck. This sucks. So it's just me, just my voice. I don't have anything interesting to, like, is that interesting? I'm sorry. Oh. If you're listening if you're the one listener, you can hear me. And this is going right into the butt. I go right into the butt. It's all those mumble people. We're back. I haven't paid the $10. Not paid the $10. Where were we? Is that the number I... Well, who the fuck's this? Who's this number? I don't remember this number. Can't find 1465 an entire file. I just got a phone call from this number. Oh no. Well, why'd you call me then? Or are you the guy with the gum? Are you the guy with the gum? You're the manager. Do you have gum? Do you have the gum? Are you the person chewing the gum? Well, tell me if you have the gum, yes or no. Oh. Just tell me if you have the gum.
What name would you like to put on your reservation and what card?
No. And gum. G-U-M. Gum. You're the person chewing...
We don't sell gum here.
You're the person chewing the gum. And I heard you chewing that gum and I want some of it. Before I even consider booking a room, I'd like to get a piece of gum from you, please.
All right. You can get gum from the store then.
No, I want your gum. I want your gum. I want what you're chewing. I don't want store gum. I want your gum. What are you doing? Are you like Orbit? Are you like Orbit or are you like a double mint? Yeah, you probably don't even chew gum, do you? What's the matter with you?
What name would you like on the reservation?
What's the matter with you?
I'm asking for a name.
Gum.
I know what you're talking about.
What is the gum you chew?
We're not talking about gum.
Tell me the gum you're chewing. I'm talking about gum. That's all I want to know. If you can't help me out with this gum thing, I'm not even going to get a room down there. Jerk. Do you want me to get you gum? Are you okay? Just gum. I can hear you chewing gum right now.
I'm breathing.
Why? It's weird. You're weird. I just had a normal question, and you're breathing at me. And you're chewing gum, too. And that's wholly unprofessional.
I'm just breathing.
Why? Yeah, like... I want... Just give me, please, give me your gum, please. I'm gonna tell on you, and they're gonna take your gum away, and then they're gonna.
This is a privately owned hotel.
Yeah,
it's family
this
owned.
This is a privately owned phone number, and you're being weird at me. You're chewing gum. You won't even tell me what gum you have.
Who are you gonna tell? This is privately owned.
I'm gonna tell my dad, and he's gonna be pissed.
At who?
Everybody.
The third party call center?
He's going to be pissed at you. And he's going to take your gum away. Oh, he's going to have your boss take your gum away. Basically.
This is family owned. Who do you think is working here?
Tell me what gum you're chewing and I won't tell my dad. I won't tell your dad either. That's all you have to do. Just tell me what gum you're chewing. And I'll leave you alone. Just tell me what gum you're chewing. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't have a toothbrush, so like, the breath's bad. And, like your breath smells good. Basically, is what I'm trying to say.
How old are you to be doing this?
I'm 15.
15.
Yeah, my dad's gonna be pissed at you if you're not telling me what gum you're chewing. How old are you? You like 14?
18.
You're 18. That's weird. That's really, really weird. Just tell me the gum, please. I don't know why it's such a secret. You can go to the store and there's gum there. Just tell me which one you get and then, you know, I'll be happy. I just... Gum. Do you have any requests?
Name?
Gum.
No, name.
Gum.
Why don't you want to provide name?
I want gum. I don't need a name for gum.
I know what you want.
Just tell me what gum you have.
No gum. What name would you like?
If I give you a name, you have to tell me what gum you have.
No, I need a name so I can call you back.
No, I need a name so I know what gum to buy.
All right, the manager will call you back.
What is the gum you're chewing? What a fucking weirdo. Oh, it's still connected, too. Okay. He won't tell me what gum he has. Hello?
Hello, Kupur Inn?
Nobody's telling me what gum they have.
Hello?
Nobody's telling me what gum they have.
Are you like a hotel room available?
You're kind of... Your phone's terrible. I'm really sorry, man. Your phone's just like, sounds like you're in a bathtub or something. I love you.
Oh, okay.
Everything's great here. Thank you. You've been doing a good job.
Thank you.
Peace. Ah, the stranger has left. I hope that guy calls me back. Need to remember, it's all about gum. I had it muted, and I'm sorry. Oh.
Thank you for calling Best Western Grand Island. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Hi, Megan. I work at the other Best Western. I'm new here. Like, I got hired during, like, the big Christmas rush. But I forgot what gums were allowed to chew down here. Cagey about gum. They're suspiciously cagey about gum.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Grand Island South. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a...
Thank you for calling the Super 8. How can I help you?
This is Jacoby Feathers calling on behalf of Verified Time and Temperature. How are you doing this night?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Basically, We're calling you to try to figure out like what sort of gum you're chewing. We recently received some gum samples, and we need to like cross-reference them with the gum you were chewing. Do you have any brand names or anything like that? Are you like an Orbit person or like a Wrigley's, like Double Mint?
Thank you for calling the Mainstay Suites in Grand Island. For an individual reservation, please press 1. For the front desk, group sales, or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Thank you for calling Mainstay Suites, Grand Island. How can I help you today?
You'll give me gum.
You'll give me gum.
What's that?
You'll give me gum. Basically. I was pumping the phone back into the phone. I think I caught every place here.
Park in Grand Island. Craig speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Craig. I'm calling to inform you that you have an evil phone number.
Okay.
Have you seen this thing?
It's just a number.
Yeah, but have you seen the last 4 digits of this phone number?
How can I help you?
Well, it's all 6s.
How can I help you?
Well, your phone number's all 6s and it's evil. Is anything?
How can I help?
Well, what gum do you have? Craig? Craig? Are you there? Oh my god. This sucks. Oh, there's no listeners on the website now. Just asking if they have gum, but they're being really, really cagey about it.
You have reached USANs of America in Grand Island. You may press 0 at any time for the front desk. Press 1 for location information. Press 2 for the fax line. To connect to a room phone, enter the room number. Press 3.
The person at extension 111 is unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the hash key.
You have reached USAN's of
The person at extension.
I'm going to try to talk to her room.
You have reached USAN's of America in Grand Island.
The person at extension.
You have reached USAN's of America in Grand Island. You may press 0 at any time for the front desk. Press 1 for location information. Press 2 for the fax line. To connect to a room phone.
The person at extension 1.
Couple more tries here.
You have reached USAN's of America.
The person at extension.
Hey, this doesn't work. I'm talking to the front desk.
The person at extension 2.
You have reached USAN's of America in Grand Island.
Hey, USAN, may I help you?
Hey, where is everybody?
Sorry?
Where is everybody down there?
You are at the front desk?
Yeah, there's like nobody in the hotel, though.
Maybe you got the wrong hotel.
USANs of America?
Yeah, where are you?
Grand Island, of course.
Okay. So where are you?
Grand Island.
Okay, so come on out.
Now, where's all the people at, though?
I don't understand your question.
There's nobody there at the hotel. Basically.
Yeah, you see. How many cars you see?
Well, I'm not currently there. I was there a little bit earlier. How
so
many
why
cars?
Why you tell me like that?
Oh, there's nobody here, though.
Okay.
I was trying to talk to the people here, but nobody is answering.
Okay.
Oh, well, where are they?
Okay, bye.
No. All the nose piece on my new glasses has turned my nose raw. It's terrible.
Thank you for calling Days Inn by Wyndham, Grand Island, Interstate 80. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
Thank you for calling Days Inn. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Are you able to tell me like what sort of gum you have down there? Like, I smelt it earlier, and it smelled really, really good.
I'm sorry?
Like, the sort of gum you were chewing?
I'm not chewing any gum.
Oh, well, who's, I'm pretty sure there was someone down there chewing gum earlier, and I'm not sure, like, what sort of gum they do chew, because it smelled really good.
That's all I didn't know.
Oh, shoot, do you know any? You have a guess?
No.
It's you wouldn't, Liz. You wouldn't believe how good this gum smelled. It smelled really, really good. And like their breath, it smelled really good.
I'll probably ask her what kind of gum it is, but other than that, I wouldn't know.
All right. Yeah. Do I call and check back like later?
No, she's probably asleep right now, so.
Okay. Oh, can we wake her up? Like, can I come down there and wake her up?
Why would she be here if she's sleeping at home?
No, because I'm with this group called the Buglers. Mm-hmm. And we wake people up in the morning. And it gets them motivated for the day.
Okay, I have someone here.
Okay. Okay, it's not... The website, the thing I use is kind of broken. I need to refresh the page here. I don't remember that weirdo. Tell me what gum he chewed.
How can I help you?
Oh, I thought I was going to talk to a robot person. How are you?
No, I'm not a robot. I'm real.
Sweet. Like, are you, you're a real one then?
I am.
Nice. Do I ask about the person chewing gum?
What?
There's somebody chewing gum, and I just want to know what gum they had.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, like chewing gum?
Yeah, I know that, but I don't know what you're talking about. I have no one up here talking to me about anything.
Oh, there's someone... I was down there a little bit ago, and there was someone chewing gum.
I have no idea. There's been no one here for quite a while. Someone checked in about half an hour ago, but no one's been here.
Oh, like it was like a worker down there.
I have no clue.
They had gum, and I'm just kind of curious what flavor they had.
I have no idea. You'll have to wait until you see him again. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn and Conference Center in Grand Island. For reservations, please press 1. For a group block reservation, the front desk, or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn. How can I help you?
Someone's
I'm not doing the gum thing again. Goodbye.
Oh, did I already talk to you? Okay, in my defense, her number was not on my list. God, do we accept? Hello?
Thank you for calling Progressive. My name is Karen. How can I help you?
Hi, Karen. Who gave you this phone number?
Did you start a quote online?
Oh no. Do you know who like started all that?
Oh, the system automatically called to you if you started a quote online.
Oh no, I didn't start anything online. I think someone got a hold of my phone number and they're just putting it into stuff.
Looks like it's online quote started. That's why the system called you.
When did it start? Do you have a time for that?
I have to check. May I have your zip code, please?
Oh, I didn't provide anything. Somebody put my phone number into here.
You don't have any other information.
Are you sure?
Yes, I have to check with the zip code to see if your name, any other information.
Well, somebody put my phone number in here, so it should be in with the, it should be in there with that.
But I can check. I need your zip code first.
I don't have a zip code. I just have this phone number.
Okay, just a moment.
Is this a gum guy? Is he pissed? Is he pissed that I asked him about gum? Ma'am, do you know... I'll let you check, but I want to tell you why you probably got this phone number, and someone's wasting your time making portals and stuff.
Okay, so this is a process when the customer requests a call during the quote process. So if you started a quote online, you need any help, then the system call you. And at this point, and this shows that we call you because you started a quote online.
Do you know where the quote was started from, though?
No, I have to continue first. I have to continue with the zip code, your information, then I can see.
Oh, what's the zip code that was provided to you?
Yes, as I said, I have to put the zip code first, and then I have to continue to the next page, and then I can see the information.
Oh, no, you have to give me the zip code that's on the page.
I cannot see that.
I can't see it either. But we can verify that I own this phone number.
Yes, with this phone number. You can provide any zip code, then I can continue.
91210. 91210. Beverly Hills.
And your name?
My name is Jacoby Feathers, but I'm not sure if that's like a real legal name or if it's like insurance fraud or not. I was talking to some guy about gum, and he probably gave you my phone number. He's probably putting it in all sorts of things to make him harass me. I just wanted to know what gum he was chewing, and he's harassing me about it now.
I'm sorry, can you say one more time the name of the person you think put your number?
I don't know. Probably like Kieran or something.
No.
No?
There's no name. No.
There's no name on the quote?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night, or morning, or whatever time it is.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, what do you think of the music? Do you hear it?
Yes, I can see. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
No? Well, all right. Thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn in Hastings. For a new reservation, please press 1.
For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Are you awake?
Yep.
Do you have any gum down
there?
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. What gum are you chewing?
Sorry?
What gum do you chew?
I can't hear you, so what you saying?
Gum?
Oh, we don't have any gums.
Oh, no, what gum do you chew?
Oh, I don't eat any gum.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Do you want any?
Yeah. No, thank you so much.
Okay, you ever hear, like, Orbit?
No, thank you.
Okay, I love you.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. You're sleeping.
This is Emerson.
Hey, Emerson. Are we allowed to chew gum down there?
What is it?
Like, chewing gum?
Let's see if we don't have any gum down here, but you are allowed to chew gum down here.
Okay. Do you have, like, a preferred brand?
What is it?
Do you have, like, a preferred brand? I'm gonna get some gum, and I'm not sure like what the best is down there for you guys, like breath and all.
I have no idea. We haven't had gum in a while, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. Do you like personally chew any gum?
What is it?
Do you personally chew any gum? I thought I saw you chewing gum down there, and I kind of want what you were having.
I don't chew gum.
Oh, okay. Do you do like Zins then?
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
But we, like I said, we don't have any down here.
Okay. Can I like give some out to the people?
That'd be up to my boss. I don't know.
Okay. Oh,
sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you. Just don't get my phone number to Progressive Insurance. Thank you.
All
right. Good night. I think I'm gonna do like one more phone call, and that's it. Because all that's on my mind right now is chewing gum. It's mainly because I just drank a coffee and I don't have any water here, and my mouth feels dirty. Gum would make it feel cleaner.
Press 1 for reservations, press 2 for the front desk, and press 3 for sales.
You are being transferred to 2.
Hampton Inn by Hilton. This is Lynn speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Lynn. My mouth feels really, 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 really dirty. Do you have anything down there that'll make me feel fresher in the mouth?
I'm sorry, what's that?
My mouth feels really, really, really dirty. Like, it feels like it's full of plaque and bacteria and, like, tooth decay and stuff.
Okay.
Do you have anything down there that'll, like, help me out with that?
We have this Colgate down here. Looks like...
Okay.
We have Colgate down here, and that is about it.
Alright, I just get some toothpaste then.
What's that? We just have the Colgate toothpaste pack.
Okay, you don't have any gum or anything?
We do have gum, but it's got sugar in it. It's like a Kool-Aid gum.
Oh, okay. I'll see about chewing some of that gum, but that's probably going to aggravate it, so I'll have to brush my teeth anyway.
Yes, you will. Yep. It's all full of sugar if it's Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Alright. Do you have any... Thank you. Thank you for the dental hygiene.
The Dragonfly Inn and Suites. I'm sorry, we're on the other line with a guest and not able to answer the phone at this time.
It's not sorry.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Hastings. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
If you record your name and reason for calling.
No. Where is my music?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Jacoby Hotel.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hi, do you have the $10 room?
For one night?
Yeah, one night for like $10.
Yeah, we have a $10 room.
Okay, how do we do it?
You got to come but give your ID.
And it's $10?
Yeah, it's $9.99.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, you come, what is your name?
Jacoby.
Jacoby. And yeah. Would you like to, what time will you be reaching?
I'm going to try to be down there in a couple hours. I'm really, really, really drunk.
Go fuck yourself.
What's the matter with you? You get really pissed if you lowball. All right, one more call. I'm gonna lowball again. Show it's Sloppy Wake Up every April 10th, 2026. It's currently 3:50 and 10 seconds anti-meridian Eastern Standard Time Daylight Savings, and this is going to be like the last call. If they pick up.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person.
Hello, do you guys do, like, the $10 room?
$10 rooms?
Yeah.
No, we don't, I'm afraid.
Oh, the other guy at the other hotel. Let me see if I can find it again. The guy at the Midlands Lodge Hastings, are you familiar with that one?
I'm not, no.
Oh, he told me to go fuck myself, so... I'm just trying to, I just want to sleep.
Well, we have rooms, are going to be double queens for $195.
Oh, no, no, no. I have $20, and I need 10 of that so I can buy more beer tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry. That's going to be our rate for tonight.
Can I... Yeah, like a broom closet or something that doesn't get used?
No, sorry.
Dumpster?
We do have a dumpster, yeah.
Can I sleep in there?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't mind the stink.
Well, you know, it sounds like a good time.
I'll give you $10. I'll sleep in the dumpster, and if I cause any trouble, you just shoo me away and I'll leave. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'm afraid not. Nothing I can do for you. Sorry about that.
Okay, how about the staircase?
Yep, no can do. Sorry.
I sleep at the bottom of the staircase. It's rough out there. All right, thank you. Thank you everybody for listening. I'm gonna go do stuff. Bright and early in the morning. Thank you, Carthor. What the flying Fred Phelps dying dead ghost do I play?